be together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Yo, welcome everybody to the motherfucking Minority Sports Reports. I'm Big Black.
What up?
That's Julian. Jay Snog to the motherfucking... Yeah, I already fucked that up. But anywho, welcome to... What's this, week 12?
Week 12 of the NFL. But I want to take
that song that you just heard.
We're taking you back to 1967. Let me tell you about some stuff. Back in 1967, the average income per year was just $7,300.
Oh, wow.
The average monthly rent was $125.
Ooh.
Gas was 33 cents a gallon.
You lazy kids.
A car cost $2,700.
Ooh, damn, that's fucking...
A house cost less than $4,000.
What? People pay that for TVs now.
The first issue of Rolling Stone had just come out. And that was the last time the Broncos lost seven games in a row.
That's ridiculous. LBJ, the original LBJ, was president.
LBJ was in office. Vietnam was just this like funny little conflict out east. But anyway, the Broncos lost in
spectacular fashion. Just to say it.
Yeah, in spectacular cliche fashion to the Raiders. It was 21-14. But it was 21-0 for very long.
Yeah, really long time.
Paxton Lynch got benched because he messed up his ankle.
Yeah, that's all they're saying about it now.
They're thinking it's an Achilles injury. That would explain why he got pulled.
Yeah, he got pulled. And kind of funny, kind of sad seeing him crying.
Oh, man.
On the sideline.
I felt so bad for him. Like, because this is your shot. This is your fucking shot to show them to show everybody that they were fucking wrong about you. And B, you play like shit. And then C, you get injured on a non-contact play. You basically just like twist your ankle running to the sideline.
Yeah,
I mean,
essentially. Like it's fucking on a simple little rollout play.
I have nothing against Paxton Lynch other than from what I can tell, he is not a good quarterback. But it was like, oh, my heart went out to the kid. Like, I felt so bad for him. But
yeah, I felt bad. But
Trevor looked okay.
And that's what happened with the Broncos. Because I'm glad you said that, because I know when I go into work, everyone's going to be like, because they know I'm a Patriots fan. And they'll be like, oh, Simeon looked fucking great.
Simeon did not look great.
No, that's fine. What they're going to say. That's what they're going to say. And I'm going to have to remind them. He got benched, remember? Like,
All three of the Broncos quarterbacks at one point or another during this year have all been starter, backup, and third string.
I know. Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
Can you think of another team where that kind of shit happens? Like the Browns, maybe, or like
I mean, even the Browns just stick with one QB.
I mean, the Bills worked out their quarterback shit.
Yeah, that's right. They finally did.
Bills continuing to be the best team in the AFC West.
What an upset!
Oh yeah, no. Oh, how do you do that if you're KC? You like your season is fucking on the line. Like you win this, like you're in firm control of the AFC West.
At home, too.
At home. And you lose, and you let fucking San Diego and... oh, shit. San Diego's in the lead now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Both the Chiefs and the Broncos went all of November without winning.
Oh, my God.
Along with the Bears and the Browns and the Dolphins.
The Dolphins,
hey, somebody's got to win next week for the Broncos and the Dolphins. So,
That's what I said about this week with the Broncos and the Raiders. I'm like, hey, somebody's got to win.
Yeah, but that game should not have been as close as it was. Like, the Raiders should have won that, like the fucking Philly and the Pats did.
Yeah, and the Raiders suck because they got their asses kicked last week.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
obviously, I know that's what you mean. Just reminding folks, because we all have short memories.
Derek Carr is Tim Tebow without any charisma.
But he wears eyeliner.
I don't care about that. I mean, he's a better quarterback, but in terms of personality, he's a less charismatic Tim Tebow.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know if he wears eyeliner. His eyes are just weird shaped. Oddly shaped.
Maybe it's just the Carr family.
You can use that there too. There's all a bunch of shit everywhere. But yeah.
Julio Jones went off today.
He did go off on the Bucs. Apparently, that's out of all the teams since he's been in the league, like, that's the team he shits on the most, the fucking Bucs.
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
The Bucs are always are mediocre at best. But anyway.
Eating them W's, baby.
That's E1. That's a W.
He was my first draft pick for fantasy, and it only took 12 weeks for that shit to pay off.
Oh, we talked about fantasy. Holy shit.
I'm just saying. I know you don't care about my team, but I'm just saying.
No, it's fine.
Like, I know you're out there, fellow Julio Jones owners, and you feel my pain of being I wasted my first round fucking pick on you, and you haven't done shit all season.
Never done shit, goddammit.
When Mohamed Sanu is lighting it up.
Lighting it up like a motherfucking candle.
Is that Julio Jones?
Yeah, that's what
man, I did not realize he looked like that.
Yeah, I mean, and even then, it's like when you see him, he's usually got a beard and shit. You know, playoff looking shit.
Yeah.
That's honestly the first time I've seen him kind of clean shaven.
I didn't realize he was so bald though.
He's got a weird shaped head.
Is that it? Or is his hairline just goes back for forever?
Yeah, he's got a weirdly shaped, he's got oddly shaped feet, like the arsonist. The arsonist had his oddly shaped feet.
He kind of looks like Agent 47 from Hitman if he was black.
With the starter dreads.
Yeah.
Anyways, run down the scores real quick. NFL scores.
Run down
for the score down.
Not that you really care. We're just going to go over the scores and add our 2 cents.
Yeah, because fuck you. Just kidding. Thanks for listening. Don't fuck yourself. I mean, you can. This 2017. Do what you want.
The Pats romped the Dolphins.
Yeah, obviously. Dolphins got their asses shellacked in Foxborough, which was hilarious to me because obviously I didn't get to see the game because I'm not paying for the fucking NFL shit through DirecTV. But I got to see internet, so I seen the important stuff. Prior to the game, the Dolphins were all talking shit. Not really talking shit, but being like, yeah, we ain't the little brothers to the Patriots and we don't play second fiddle to them, blah, blah, blah. Statistics show over the last decade.
Why would you say that?
Because it's a new Dolphins. And they got swag, Julian.
Whatever. You're 4-5?
If that. I don't even know.
I don't know.
What's your device?
Mine's in my pocket.
You cheap bastard. They're 4-6.
They're 4-6. Yeah. I mean, where do you get off being like, ooh, look at us. What are we doing?
Yo, But yeah, that's the point. They got their asses kicked 17-35.
Looked like a Japanese documentary in there.
What?
They got them in a cove and just killing them.
That's what I thought. But hearing you say it out loud is even better. Just killing them.
Look like a Japanese cove up in up in Foxborough.
That's fucking hilarious. Did you lose your shit?
No, I think it's. There it was. I was desperately looking for my phone.
I was like, oh no, Julian, you left your phone somewhere.
No, I knew it was somewhere. But I don't know. It's not like I thought they were going to win.
I mean, I don't think anyone thought they were going to win.
They're playing fucking Matt Moore.
Right.
I mean,
over Jay Cutler or Colin Kaepernick.
Well, Jay's injured.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, I mean, okay, I shouldn't have said over Jay Cutler. Yeah. But,
Oh man, Jay Cutler is still fucking playing in this league. That is so ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
Like, but yeah. I mean, we can confidently say that the Pats are gonna win the AFC East. Like, is there, you know, any question about that?
I mean, unless the fucking team plane crashes and they all die.
Yeah, or just like Tom, just like is like, I've decided to give up.
You know what, guys? I give up.
Just I'm gonna retire in the middle of after game 12.
I'm done. Fuck it. But yeah, Patriots are rolling, obviously. First place, I see them coming out the AFC, period.
Oh, yeah, the Rams and the Saints were like a marquee game today, which is like, if you had told me that at the beginning of the year, I would have been like, you're a liar.
I know, dog. The Saints actually played well on the road for once.
Like, yeah, that's no, they still lost. Shit.
Well, yeah, duh. That's...
The Saints are 8-3. The Rams are 8-3. They're both in charge of their divisions. I mean, it's
yeah.
If you had told me that at the beginning of the season, I would have been like, "You're a liar."
I mean, I could see the Saints taking the division, not being 8-3, because the NFC South is kind of like, you know,
yeah,
traditionally whatever.
There's always like one good team in the NFC South, and the rest are trash,
right?
But I mean, it shouldn't be that way. At least the Panthers and the Saints should always be competitive.
They should,
as long as they have Drew and Cam. Drew Bird and Cam.
They play each other next week, actually, but we're getting a little bit of ahead of ourselves.
Did you watch any of the Thanksgiving Day games?
Yeah. Actually, those are the scores I was going to go over next after, because we already talked about, excuse me, the home teams. So what it was the Chargers and the Cowboys.
Oh, man. What
Vikings
is with the
and the Lions?
Cowboys. Is it just
and the Giants and the Redskins?
Yeah.
Correct? Yes. But what were you saying? What was it with the Cowboys?
Yeah, like, what's up with the Cowboys? Like,
they fucking suck and rely on one player.
Yeah, but is, like, Dak not for real?
The thing is, Dak is for real. Dak can't be for real. And this is what everyone always forgets, including myself. We all forget it. If you don't have an offensive line or nobody to throw the ball to, what the fuck can you do as a quarterback?
He's got Dez. He's got Jason Witten. He's got
If you
Cole
don't have
Beasley.
An offensive line and then no one to throw to, what the fuck can you do? It starts with the O-line, bro.
Yeah, but
they suck.
Do they?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. He doesn't have any time to do shit. He's scrambling because that's what he does naturally, you know? And as a result of him scrambling, O-line gets tired. Like, it's just awful. He's a good quarterback, you know what I'm saying? It really starts with everything else. Second year, for sure. Let's say Carson Wentz. Let's put him behind Dallas's line. Same shit's going to happen.
You could say that Carson Wentz had a weaker O-line last year.
What did they do last year?
They didn't do shit last
year.
That's
what I'm saying. Then this offseason, they shored up that fucking O-line, made sure niggas knew what they were doing at least, and now he has time to throw his ball. Like, if you watch any of the Cowboys games, for the most part, he has no time to plant his feet. And defenses know they don't have to stop a run game because there is no run game without Ezekiel Elliott. So you got double coverage on everybody. Yeah, not everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just – I feel like even if, like, Aaron Rodgers lost his running back.
Yeah, but those – you can't put Dak in that category.
You think Dak's, like, a good quarterback. He's not an elite.
I mean, he's only been playing 2 years. You can't say he's elite. You know, he's good. He's better than a lot of motherfuckers out there that have shown that they suck. Journeyman quarterbacks, whatever you want to call them. You know, but if you watch any of those Dallas games, fucking he has no time to do anything. And what he does is he runs because that's what he knows.
So what? Shore up the O-line again?
Shore up the O-line. And this is the problem. Jerry Jones going after big names, you know, he's got his big name players. But you got to kind of not to be all Boston about it, you know. It's not about the names. It's about the player and the play style. You know, everyone on the Patriots, they're like local stars, but no one nationally knows them until they start playing on Sundays, you know. In that one primetime game, like, who the fuck is this dude? You know, he plays just like – the thing about the Patriots is all their players, whether they're past or present, they all play very similar, barring the quarterback, because you can't really do that. But a lot of the defensive players and a lot of the offensive players play exactly how the guys that won those championships back in the day play. So what you do is the quote unquote, no, like way back in the day, like the early 2000s, those guys like Teddy Bruschi and fucking Willie McGinnis and shit. But they call it the Patriots way, you know, which I think is stupid as fuck. But it's a system. You plug shit into a system. Jerry Jones don't plug shit into a system. He gets a player and then tries to make all the other 32, I mean, how many other 60, whatever players there are on the team play to that motherfucker's strengths, you know?
Yeah.
So, and thus losing your best player, Ezekiel Elliott, the whole team was revolved around him running the football. You have nobody that can run the football. What the fuck can you do? Dak's not a passer. He's a passer when Zeke's running. And that's what we saw those first the first year.
Because you need that option.
Exactly. So with Zeke being a threat, defenses are focused on him allowing fucking Bryant and Witten to get open and shit like that, you know? So, yeah, he could be doing better. It's only his second year. I don't think he's I think people are giving him more shit than he deserves because I mean, they're five of the situation. Six. Yeah, but they ain't winning no more games.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that was my long-ass explanation. But that's what it is, in my opinion. Getting on to the next
thing. Do suspensions go through playoffs?
I mean, it's just six games.
So there's six games, let's say. I mean, and Dallas wins out the next four. And then somehow gets a bye. So.
Yeah, he'd be in the playoffs. Dallas won. If Dallas made it to the playoffs,
I mean, he'd be back for the Super Bowl, theoretically.
Yeah, he'd be back. He'd be able to play. Mm. No question about it, but that's a long gosh. Shot.
3-8. I can't remember.
Yeah, because you weren't alive.
I wasn't.
Weren't alive, bro.
My dad was like, 11.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm saying, man. You weren't alive the last time the Broncos went 3-8.
Oh man,
which is crazy. That's kind of dope to say if you really think about it.
Like, no, I mean they're a very successful fan.
Everyone hates the Patriots because they win Super Bowls, but the Broncos are a winning franchise. They don't have a losing franchise record.
No, you know no, saying? Definitely,
which is and fucking nice.
You can count the amount of losing seasons I think on like one hand.
Right, which is fucking nuts. A lot of teams can say that, but yeah. A lot of teams can't say that as well. You know.
Yeah.
But that Thanksgiving game. That Cowboys game, they got their asses kicked 28-6.
Oh man, it was just ridiculous. It wasn't even like fun to watch.
The Vikings won 30-23 in Detroit.
They're gonna win that division.
Oh yeah. And then the Redskins beat the Giants at home.
Giants are done. Season's over.
Season's over. Getting back to the rest of the week's games. The Steelers beat the Packers tonight in a pretty good game.
Yeah, that was 31-28.
The Cardinals beat Brent the Jaguars. Yeah, Brent was pretty good. Looking nice for young QB. Mm. Second year.
So are the Jaguars good or bad?
The Jaguars are good.
Yeah, but they lost to the bad Cardinals.
Hey, shit happens, bro.
Yeah.
We'll see. And like this is the real question. This is what everyone's been waiting for. Is Jacksonville for real? We'll see after losing to the Cardinals. Who do they play next week? We'll find out. Stay tuned. Like I said, the Broncos lost 14-21 was the score. The Saints lost to the Rams 20-26 was the official score. Seahawks beat the motherfucking 49ers 24-13. The Buccaneers lost to the Falcons, 20-34. The Eagles smashed on the Bears in spectacular fashion. Once again, that's twice already for this podcast.
Oh, man, that was just like
31-3.
Fox showed that game and they pulled away like right at the beginning of the third.
I didn't even bother watching that game.
Yeah.
The Titans beat the Colts 20-16. Go ahead.
The Bears, there are a couple notes on the Bears. First and foremost, I want to point out that the Bears did not have a single first down the entire first half.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
And then secondly, after the game, the Bears' plane broke, and they had to sit on the tarmac for like 3 hours while they waited to get another one. So
damn, that's...
Oh, those that's Chicago not indicative Bears.
The fucking... Bears, bro. Like, damn. Even the plane is going down.
Bills beat the fucking Chiefs.
Yeah, which was pretty crazy.
Tyrod Taylor.
In Arrowhead.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor was just like, fuck you, man.
Shouldn't have benched that motherfucker,
Yeah, they
bro.
Shouldn't have. There's no that reason was for crazy that. Why they did that. Oh, there's
no reason for
there's
that.
There's Mahone.
Darrell.
But yeah, so the AFC West is surprisingly wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open in that rough and wild AFC West.
The Bengals beat the Browns 30-16. Panthers beat the Jets barely 35-27. Actually, that score is a little bit misleading. The Panthers had a pretty significant lead throughout. It was a close game. And then we've got tomorrow, the Texans versus the Ravens. I mean, that's a snooze fest in my opinion. It really is.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens too because they play tough football. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's not even because of Joe Flacco.
Come on, he's elite.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking elite. He's elite as fuck, y'all. Joe Flacco, y'all. He's elite, y'all. Nonstop, y'all. To the beach, y'all. No, sir. All right. So that's going to be the NFL news stuff for now-ish.
I do have one question before we go.
Cool.
You going to bench Alex Smith?
For who?
Pat Mahone, their first-round QB pick.
Excuse me. I burped into the mic because that's how disrespected I feel. You guys should feel grossed out, too, because why would you bench him?
I mean, they haven't won a game, and they're on a six-game losing streak.
I know they're on a six-game losing streak, but again, it's not just the quarterback. Where's their run game?
I mean, I don't know. Kareem Hunt's just disappeared.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody was like, oh, he's the next coming of whatever.
And he was shitting on motherfuckers for a little while.
And the Broncos shut him down that one game, and then he hasn't had a game since then, I can tell.
It's like, it's not, Paxton with his tiny ass head. It's so weird. He's got a huge body and a little bitty head. It's weird. It's like a Goomba from like the Mario Brothers movie from the 90s that everyone loves to hate because it was such a terrible movie. Cool. I'll get to that because that's going to be my little thing.
Yeah, I was going to say. If we want to segue into that, we can.
So yeah, I got a new segment. It's called Big Black Soul Snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah. That was Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now I got the, I found the, you'll hear it in post-production.
Nice. We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. It's not even a fix. It's going to be magic. But anyways, Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib got into another fight during the game, which is pretty crazy. Aqib Talib snatched Michael Crabtree's chain off his neck, broke
his
chain.
Aqib Talib is the real 2 Chainz, am I right?
Bro. They call me Talib, but niggas do 2 Chainz.
But yeah, Talib says it started because when Crabtree took a shot at Chris Harris, like threw a punch at Chris Harris. So Talib went in there to defend his boy. And then, but this is on the fucking Broncos sideline. So that whole brawl starts taking place. Ugh. Oh man. Fucking Crabtree gets his fucking helmet ripped off. And then like you think everything's died down and they're like separating it. And then fucking out of nowhere, Talib's like in the end zone. He knows he's fucking getting ejected. And like fucking Crabtree comes out of nowhere without his fucking helmet on, just starts
swinging,
making haymakers at Talib. And Talib just kind of like swings back like half-heartedly.
Both of them, bro.
Oh man. Oh my God. But yeah, then they got ejected and another Oakland player, Jackson, got ejected, but I don't know,
Yeah, they said he pushed a ref. I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I didn't, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
But, and then Marshawn Lynch escorted to leave to the locker room because I guess you have to go through the Oakland side.
See, I didn't even know that either.
Yeah.
Because I was buried in my phone after that shit was going on.
Yeah, like, no.
Fucking texting like a madman.
Yeah. I texted a good friend of mine and a big Broncos fan. I just texted him, everything's going great. Things are going great.
Fine. Everything's fine, damn it. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that was our Big Blacks.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
And it's worth looking up. Look it up. Some shirts on YouTube and whatever. You can see Talib snatching Michael Crabtree's chain again. I don't approve, but I do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because he's your guy.
He's my guy. Yeah. And Talib's a crazy guy. Like, I would never be.
you need a thug, yo.
Yeah, he's just. Oh,
he's an.
He shot himself in the leg, and was so drunk he doesn't know how it happened. And the league can't really punish him because that's not really against the law.
Right. Right. I got fucked up and I shot myself. What you gonna do? When Talib comes for you,
he's gonna get suspended though for this.
Oh, there's no fucking question, bro.
Like, I'm gonna say 3 games.
There's no question he's getting suspended.
3 games, and then they'll maybe like knock it down to
and like
knock it down to one.
This is classic Talib though, but this season it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah,
which is fucking fine, you know. It's why you can kind of like get behind this because it's a lost cause. You got to get something to get excited about.
Yep. So, you know? I mean, he's got that passion. I will never fault Talib for, you know, because I believe that he goes out there every Sunday no matter what, and he plays his heart out no matter what.
Plays his heart out.
And, you know, I can't fault a guy for doing that. Would I hang out with him? I don't know if I'd do that. you know, he played on our Super Bowl team, and I will be forever grateful for that.
Yep.
So, yeah. Oh, But speaking of football news, but in the college world, I want to talk about Greg Schiano.
Oh, Gregory.
And how he got hired and fired from the University of Tennessee within like 12 hours?
Really?
Yeah. Let me
start. Wow. Clear eyes.
For those of you who don't know, Greg Schiano is a... He's currently the defensive coordinator for Ohio State. But he got the job at Tennessee, at least in terms of like a verbal contract. The director had, they had basically the paper, they had it all in agreement, just some papers needed to be signed. And they were going to have like a formal announcement and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, Greg Schiano, actually worked at Penn State for a while and was caught up in the Sandusky scandal.
Oh.
There are allegations that he knew about Sandusky's behavior.
Oh.
So once it was announced that they were going to hire him, social media exploded.
Oh, shit. And that's awful.
And there was like, they were like, everybody was saying, no, this is terrible. You had Tennessee like congressman saying that they didn't want their state represented by him. And like they it's didn't
ridiculous.
Yeah. So basically by the end of the night, Tennessee has withdrawn its offer to him.
Wow.
And now they need to find a new head coach. And I'm wondering who this hurts more, Tennessee, because now they got to find a new coach, or Greg Schiano, because now every university is going to look at what happened with this and be like, I don't want that shit to happen.
It's obviously Greg Schiano. The university is going to be fine, you know?
I guess. Who doesn't want to? I mean, I don't know. I don't know technically how desirable it is to coach at the University of Tennessee, but I assume it's, you know.
It's a job.
Yeah, it's a job. It's a job, and it's several million dollars, I'm sure. You
know, like, shit, that's, oh, wow. I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, no, football coaches are routinely the highest paid public employee. No.
I know about the money. Yeah. I was talking about Greg Schiano.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like, also, he's not a very good coach.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's, I mean, Rutgers, I guess, was good under him, but he flamed out in the NFL pretty fucking hard, if I remember correctly.
And that's the end of this podcast, because we've got shit to do and people got things to do and shit's going down.
I'm going to be out of town next week.
Next week, no podcast, short one, but I might release that awful one
that we did. Oh, great.
Maybe. I might have erased it. I can't remember.
Let's fingers crossed on that. but thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Julian C. Mitchell.
I'm at The Beatnik. Follow me on Instagram, because whatever, Twitter's kind of, you know, for old people now.
Or Instagram. I'm at Jimmy Blinks X, I guess.
Yeah. I'm at The Beatnik.
But I like Twitter. He likes Instagram.
I don't like Instagram. I mean, that's just
John loves Instagram. hit him up on Instagram, mm-hmm. slide into his DMs.
It's easier to get followers on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all. Yeah.
Word. Thanks for listening.
All right, peace, motherfucker. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy.